This weekend, I had an opportunity to spend some time with Peyton Sellers, and we pick up the conversation as he talks about the various racetracks that he runs each week.
We've been moving around quite a bit. Every weekend that we race South Boston, usually an alternate weekend, we end up at Dominion Raceway. Next weekend, we go to Langley Speedway for the Hampton Heat, which is the second leg of the Virginia Triple Crown. So a lot of emphasis on that. Southern Nationals got some Wednesday night races this year that we'll be kind of taking advantage of as well. So we race a lot. A lot of people don't realize they think we just run South Boston every other week, but every week we race somewhere. Whether it be with a customer out of our shop, or me driving, the last 3 or 4 years we've ran 40 plus races a year.
I knew that you were doing some other tracks, but it's been a while since we've talked about some of those other venues. And, you know, and as we talk about the Triple Crown, that kicked off at South Boston a couple of weeks ago. And as you talk about these different races, one weekend it may be 200 laps, one weekend it may be twin 75s, does the preparation for you as a driver differ?
You know, as far as me as a driver, these hot days, it's definitely draining on you. You lose a lot of weight in the race, but it just starts early in the week hydrating, just a workout regimen that I go through every week to just try to be in the best shape I can as a driver. But mentally, you have to just be prepared. You got to know, hey, this is a 50-lap race, and I've got to push it to 95% the whole race, where if it's a 200-lap race, we might run at 80% for a while and then kind of ramp up as the race goes on. So you've got to know how long the race is. You've got to know how to pace yourself, and you've got to have enough tire at the end to make a run for it, whether it be trying to drive through the field or make that last lap pass.
Yeah. You talk about making that tire last. It's not unusual in the summer. We get the showers. We see these fronts come through pretty quickly. We know that at the cup level, they're running the short tracks and the road courses with wet weather tires. What are the thoughts about that at this level of racing with the late models?
Well, just last weekend we had an unfortunate event. We practiced at Dominion Raceway and we got inch and a half of rain all of a sudden late in the afternoon, and they were not able to drive the track. The track was bleeding water. If we had had a rain tire, so to speak, we could have probably raced, but our cars are just not set up for wet weather. The electronics, the inside of the car, we don't have blowers to defog the windows, and we're on a bi-ply tire, so to switch over to a radial rain tire would be something expense-wise just wouldn't make sense for us.
And this, too, it happens at all levels of racing. We know there were some concerns about illegal parts. And again, we see this on a week-to-week basis at the top three touring levels as well. But how far does a team push it before they know it's over the line?
One thing about racing, it's got some of the smartest people in the world. They're, you know, our crew chiefs, my brothers, mine, their job is to be in the gray area. If we build a car that's completely in the green, we're not going to be competitive. So we have to have it in the gray area, pushing every piece of it that we can. Sometimes you go a little bit too far, and then sometimes you're just flat out cheating. So you've got to know the rule book. You've got to know the gray areas, and you've got to know where you can have some gains and sacrifices and vice versa to be able to get a little bit extra edge on the track. So these guys work really hard. The drivers work hard of pushing every envelope we can on the track, and equally as hard off the track. So at the end of the day, we want to be in the gray area. You want to have something to argue. If they don't like it, they won't have a point to argue. Mm-hmm. But when you cross over and you go into black and white, all of a sudden that crew chiefs know they're just doing something they shouldn't have. You know, I don't mind seeing a guy kicked out if it's black and white, but if it's a gray area, I'll take my hat off to them and commend them for pushing that envelope.
We talk about preparation, we've talked about tires, we really didn't talk much about the car at any given time, and I guess we're going to talk specifically about Sellers Racing. How many cars do you have ready?
You know, a lot of teams who race late models have two cars or three. We have three right now because we race two tracks back and forth every week for points, so we have a South Boston car, we have a Dominion car, and then we have a backup that we usually race on the off weeks to go to other tracks with. So you really need two to run full-time and to compete for championships, but we've been fortunate enough to have a third car to be able to kind of have a backup for the tracks.
I remember, too, and this goes back a ways, I think it was K&N Series East, I believe, ran out at Virginia International Raceway. Would you like to see the late models on a road course? Is that even possible?
They floated that around a few years ago, and I think a lot of the teams wanted to make big swings as far as different brakes, different oil pans, things like that. If they allowed you to do that, it'd be great, but to keep expenses down, I think you need to be able to just change your oil pump in your car to make it where it goes right and left very easily, and then even up their suspension a little bit. But I think it'd be a great idea. I'd love to see it. But a lot of these teams are just, you know, financially they're set up to go to circle track racing and run their local track, and they're just not set up to be able to go do right and left, because it does, it takes its toll on equipment.
Thanks to Peyton Sellers for spending time with us today, and the conversation continues. We will talk competition. Who is the greatest competition that he faces each week in the late model series? And how about rookie drivers that are moving up? We'll get his thoughts over the next few weeks as our conversations continue with Peyton Sellers.